You might not think about what happens to the rainwater that washes down a city street and into a grate, but that water eventually runs into a local waterway, and it can often be polluted by oil or sediment or even animal waste it picks up from the streets. In the 1990s, federal laws were enacted to make cities clean stormwater runoff before it's discharged into streams. Building a water treatment plant can cost local taxpayers millions, but Rapid City found a cost-effective way to clean the water using Mother Nature. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Rapid Creek is a great place to catch trout, and those like Galen Hogestraat want to keep it that way.
Rapid Creek is really valuable for the city of Rapid City and the Black Hills region as a whole. It's really known as a world-class trout fishery. A big important thing that we need to keep out of the waters is just sediments in general. The trout, they like to have clean water. They don't want to have dirt and sediments plugging up their gills.
Hogestraat is with the United States Geological Survey. His office helps to monitor water quality in Rapid Creek following the addition of new wetland drainages put in near stormwater outlets. Basically, the drainage pipes that bring water off city streets are discharged into small, swampy areas. The small, slow-moving wetlands are full of reeds and grasses that help filter the water before it hits the creek.
What a common person might see is, oh, it's just more grass or just a wetland. It's actually a mini water treatment plant is what we're looking at here.
Oh, so it's nice that we don't need some giant concrete treatment plant somewhere. We can run it through these wetlands and do the same trick.
It would be insanely expensive to try to treat the amount of storm water through a conventional water treatment plant.
Testing in past years showed Rapid Creek unsafe for swimming during heavy rain events that would wash dirty water off the streets. But Hogestraat says tests show the new wetland drainages along the creek are working to reduce pollution and sediment contamination from urban runoff by up to 40%. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.